You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sure.
And I have an IRA for my employees. 3% I've been putting into that for 3 years running. And we have trainings and we have parties. I get a massage therapist to have a
wow.
Oh yes, we had a tropical paradise. It was a caregiver appreciation day. The day turned into 4 days.
Wow.
Okay. And incorporating all of those things and continually giving back will not only cement my position in these two counties, but I want to be a leader. I want to be a leader that people admire, mm-hmm. not envy, admire, and I want to help. I want to help.
And with that, Tracy, I need to have you give out how we can get in contact with you and where we can get more information.
All right. Well, there's lots and lots of different ways. So you can go on our website, and that's www.homeinstead.com/325.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually, and this is really exciting. Oh, do I have 1 minute, Chris? Because
yes,
I've got to say this. You have to follow us on Facebook because we are running an amazing program right now with Norwest Cap.
Mm-hmm.
And from March 1st to the 31st, we are holding a Facebook like-a-thon. And if you like us on the Homestead Senior Care Hunterdon County,
mm-hmm.
New Jersey, or the Warren County, New Jersey Facebook,
yep.
we are donating one food item for every like that we get.
Okay.
So I had this dream the other night that I had a U-Haul and there were thousands of food items. And I was like freaking out because I was like, oh my gosh, this is wonderful. And we got that many likes. So you
awesome.
See, that's the other aspect of educating people, exposing them to my business, and helping
right.
a nonprofit.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And we have like 1 minute left, and I off air, I was asking you or said to you, you really should write a book, and you said,
I am.
Awesome.
Writing two of them.
All right. Well,
and I want a sitcom.
And a sitcom.
Because
well,
this would be
so
fabulous.
It'd be like The Office.
Yes.
Tracy, it's been awesome. We got to do this again.
I hope so.
This is really cool.
With Chaz.
All right. We'll
yes.
bring Chaz in.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right. That's my exit music, and I want to thank Tracy Lynn for coming in. She's got to get ready for Boomer's World, but before I go, remember what the captain of the Amberjack 5, Vincent Arnolino, said? Never say I should have, and that means that if you are having some concerns about your loved one who is elderly or, quote, a senior, give this lady a call and find out what she can do for you, because I think she'll solve a lot of your problems if you give her a shout out. Let her come into your living room and talk with her for about 10 minutes, and I think all your concerns will melt away. Have a great weekend, folks. It's going to be beautiful weather. Go to see Pippin at Hunterdon Central Regional High School. It's a fabulous performance. And remember, North Hunterdon Lady Lions bring home the trophy from Jackson on Sunday. Big C signing off. Good morning, Hunterdon. HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Democratic presidential candidates are raising the level of criticism against Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. USA's Joe Gomez.
Many of the things I've said, and I think just about all of them, they may have been controversial at one point, but they're not controversial in the end because people start to say, you know, Trump's actually right.
Trump told ABC's This Week that Democrats are just making stuff up. He also called Hillary Clinton a liar for asserting that his rhetoric is being used by ISIS as a key recruitment tool. Clinton made the comment in the latest Democratic debate. Trump also defended his idea to temporarily ban Muslims from entering the United States, saying it's a very serious problem that needs to be addressed. I'm Joe Gomez.
Police in Las Vegas say a woman who intentionally drove into crowds on the Strip is not a terrorist. One person is dead and dozens are injured after she drove up onto the sidewalk two or three times last night. The woman is expected to be charged this morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
These moments are the gifts that last forever. And right now at Guitar Center, with the season's best deals on the very best selection of gear, it's not too late to get them their favorite gift this year. Our expert team of musicians will help you find the right instrument or pick up a Guitar Center gift card so they can choose. Guitars, drums, digital pianos, DJ gear, accessories, and more. Music is a gift like no other. And right now at Guitar Center, it's yours to give. In-store and at GuitarCenter.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Apple CEO Tim Cook is once again defending the company against accusations of providing criminals with ways to hide from law enforcement.
In the case of encrypted communication, we don't have it to give. And so if, like, your iMessages are encrypted, we don't have access to those.
Cook tells CBS 60 Minutes that they're working with authorities to fight terrorism, and if the government has a warrant on them, they will provide the specific information. He says there have been suggestions they should have a back door, but in reality that would be a back door for the good guys and bad guys. Cook added that people making the encryption debate about privacy and national security have an overly simplistic view.
I don't believe that the trade-off here is privacy versus national security. I think that's an overly simplistic view. We're America. We should have both.
Tim Cook says if you give access to encrypted messages to some, everyone really has the access.
If there's a way to get in, then somebody will find the way in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need, so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes.
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Presidential candidates held a Saturday night debate. With a recap, here's senior correspondent.
local weather here at 100inchamberradio.com. For Flemington surrounded area for the next few days, right now 37 degrees outside. Today mostly cloudy, high in the 50s. Tonight, slight chance of rain after midnight. Tuesday, rain lightly in the morning, otherwise cloudy, high in the upper 50s. Chance of precip about 70%. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, low in the 40s. Showers on Wednesday after the mid-morning. High close to 60, looks like. Showers likely again on Wednesday, mainly before midnight. Chance of showers Thursday, high near 70. Thursday night, cloudy on the overnight, and Christmas Day looks like sunny, at least around here. Stay tuned for Chef Bill's Table.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Hey, Chef Bill here. Chef Bill's Table coming to you every Monday around 11 o'clock. A couple of minute late start today. Apologize for that. Got a little different music today. Kind of getting the spirit here. So today, of course, Christmas dinner. Hopefully you've got that all planned. And many people do Christmas Eve. I know at the restaurant, a lot of people come out for dinner either before or after church or service, wherever they're going. And then, of course, the next day, the day off. And whether you celebrate Christmas or any other religious or non-religious winter solstice, any kind of holiday, what it is, it's a day off if for many people, except for essential services, and we're grateful for their dedication. So my point is, if you have a day where you're free and you have your family, relatives, friends, have a great meal. Whatever it is, sit down, take time, and just enjoy the day. So Christmas Eve now, traditionally Italian cooking, which I did for many years, still really a fan of it, especially, I mean, it's kind of timeless, the old school stuff. You still see pasta houses and places, especially independents, they're always able to survive. It's good tasting food done correctly. Feast of the Seven Fishes, normally Christmas Eve, families would prepare. Seven's traditional, but I believe it's any odd number. Some people might do 9 or 11. You want to keep it an odd number of seafood the night before. And sometimes they're separate dishes, which is really cool, trying different varieties done a different way. What we do at the restaurant, it started a couple of years ago, and actually it works out. I do a seafood, I call it Seven Fishes Pasta. This pasta is a great base if you're making a meal. Could be rice, could be anything, really. If it was a fancy chowder. Of course, you may have even diced potatoes in there. Point is, it's night before the great feast of the next day. So we'll do it mainly a red sauce. It could be we call a white sauce, would be an olive oil and broth, white wine type thing. Cream sauce might be a little bit too heavy, although if that's what you like, I would certainly not discourage you from doing it. But we try to incorporate seven varieties of seafood. Today, I think I'd like to explore a couple of these other combinations. We've been doing a cioppino. We've just been running a jambalaya. And it shouldn't be just old pre-cooked, I shouldn't say old, but say, you know, something, I mean, you can use bits of fish, maybe not prime center cut pieces, which is an advantage when you're shopping if you can get some trimmings that are in pretty good shape. But you want to make sure that it's good quality and you start with a good broth. So today, we've got a break for a couple of messages already, but today we'll just talk about a couple of these things, or even chilled seafood, but how to poach them, keep the integrity of the product, and it allows you, if you have the base, then when you go to market, you can kind of, you're not at the mercy of a single recipe. You can, the neat thing about fish is you can always find something and adapt it. So we're going to break for a couple of messages and then back at the table.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we're back at the table here. Chef Bill, figuring out what we're going to do for, let's see if this could be done anytime also. It's a nice meal. A nice mixture of seafood and shellfish. Oh, the food holidays this week are kind of all dessert type things or sweets. Kiwi fruit is today. And actually, kiwis, they were real popular years ago. If I can't get strawberries, sometimes I use those. The kiwis are a little tart. Of course, they're a different color, obviously, but a soft texture, a little bit tart, you know, a couple of seeds in there. I find a good substitute, at least, as I say, texturally and tart-wise to strawberries. 22nd is date nut bread. There's pfeffernusse on the 23rd. Nice little cookies. 24 is eggnog day, which 'tis the season. Mix it up yourself. We tried some the other day with a Fireball whiskey in it. Fireball is kind of like the little hot cinnamony things. Not too bad if you want to spike it up with something different. 25th, pumpkin pie day. Pumpkin pie, of course, after Thanksgiving, it's normally a tough sale, but I still think pumpkin, or any of the variations of that, sweet potato, squash. Pumpkin is a squash, after all. Can be used, but probably a pumpkin cheesecake is still one of my favorites. 26th, candy cane, and then 27th, fruitcake. We got one former client of my wife's sent us one from Georgia. You don't have to refrigerate it. I made one, it was a long time ago, and instead of a traditional fruitcake, you have all the ingredients, but fruitcake is mostly the dried fruits and the nuts and everything. This was a 7-layer affair, and it was a little bit more cake, and it's, you know, kind of use like a spice cake if you like. That would work if you're not into scratch making a cake, and you still have your chopped dried fruits, the candied fruits. Those are always good if you plump them into a little bit of brandy or even bourbon. You want to be traditional American. And the nuts, and then what it was, made 7 thin layers, very dense with the fillings. 7 thin layers, or if you want to make bigger layers and then cut them in half. The trouble is there's so much stuff in there that it's really hard to cut through the cake, so it's easier just to spread. You need to, of course, start this ahead. Nobody has really 7 cake pans. If you make it round, I guess if you made it square, you could do a half sheet and then cut it. And it was a mocha buttercream. So you never see an icing on a fruitcake. But this was, I say, it was a little more cake-like. And a buttercream with the coffee and a little bit of chocolate in it. And, of course, that would be your filling spread between each layer. Turned out pretty nice. A different way. If you don't like fruitcake, probably this is one you might like. A lot of people are, you know, the texture and everything, it doesn't really seem like cake, but that might work. So when we're talking about our fishes, so most important thing, if you're making, whether it's a cioppino, a bouillabaisse, even a paella would work. I've done a choucroute with mixed seafood, which is with the sauerkraut, and don't poo-poo it. The sauerkraut, you rinse the sauerkraut, braise it with some white wine. It actually goes very well with seafood. And you can use even a couple of the fattier ones, too, to kind of take place. Usually choucroute, the Alsatian dish has pork and sausages in it. And even, you know, heck, you could make or get a seafood sausage, which would be kind of cool. A cassoulet, which then probably use white beans, braise the white beans, and then use that as the base for a seafood mixture. zarzuela, Catalonian dish, kind of reminds me of this, you know, everything that would go in a paella except the rice. You use a little saffron and tomato. All these complement the fish. Burrito, usually more of a spring or summer one, a lighter one, a French one that's could be with one fish or several, but that would call for some, you know, little carrots and mushrooms, a couple of potatoes, and it's a clear broth and thickened with an aioli at the end. You mix the, you make a nice garlicky homemade mayonnaise and mix that in. Each guest would mix in what they wanted, and then you have, of course, your nice croutons. Whenever we do a fish soup or stew, always have some nice garlic bread grilled. We do a focaccia. You want that extra bread for dipping in there. So you get your broth. Thing to remember, if you're making your own broth from fish bones, you try to get bones from leaner fish. You don't want bones from tuna or even salmon. They're a little bit, a little fatty, not bluefish. Halibut bones, bass, grouper, snapper, anything like that. Normally your fish person, you know, if they're filleting their own fish, will be glad to get rid of the bones. A couple of heads in there wouldn't hurt either. Of course, rinse them well. Get any blood out. But you might want to make a nice broth, and you can make the broth ahead, still with a little bit of onion and carrot. You could put fennel in there if you like that kind of flavor, or celery. And for herbs, I would go parsley and peppercorn, and then depending on which way you're going with the dish, if you're going for an Asian broth, you may do lemongrass, ginger, lime, cilantro, maybe a little hot pepper in there if you like. If you want it more for a bouillabaisse or French dish, you may do at least more fennel or fennel seed, some orange peel. I like to put white wine in there also in this broth. And fish broth is neat because it doesn't take very long to cook. You can have it done in an hour. At the very least, what I'll do is even shrimp shells. Make a nice broth. And I say, you just cook the shells. You know, make sure they're fresh. You don't want something that's been laying around for a while. But whenever you have fish shells or fish bones, it's good to make a little bit of broth. And what you can do with it also, sometimes in your sauces, if you are not serving a stew, or even if you have a seafood salad in your vinaigrette. And this is true of even chicken or other types of salads. If you take that broth, and of course if you've made your own, it's not going to be salty, and then reduce it, two things will happen. Of course, concentrate the flavor, and of course it won't take up so much room. Good for storing, if you like. That way, if you need to dilute it again, you can, or a couple of tablespoons in a vinaigrette or a sauce really help enrich it. You'd be surprised, even a salad, an oil and vinegar salad dressing, put a little, if you're serving a cold chicken salad, a little reduced chicken stock in there will give it a little more punch to that flavor, and especially with the seafood. Now, when we're serving something like this, of course, getting everything to cook so it all comes together at the end without overcooking, sometimes the timing can be a little bit intimidating. Normally, if you're using clams, they take a little bit longer. We would start the clams first, and then after a few minutes, start adding, if there's chunks of a white fish or a steak, like even a swordfish or a monkfish, they would go in. Mussels would go in toward the end. If you're using shrimp or squid or scallops, they would really go in not more than 3 or 4 minutes before you're finished. But something else you can do, if you want, especially clams and mussels, say you want to serve this, if you want to serve the shells, of course, we do in the restaurant for presentation, but you could steam your shellfish off ahead and actually use a little white wine Advantage to this is as soon as they pop open, you can get them out of the broth so they don't overcook. And you just let them cool down a little bit till you can handle them. And we will then save the meats from the shellfish, again, mussels or clams, even oysters if you like. Of course, oysters you can buy shucked, usually a little bit more reasonable if you're using them in a stew. And you can set them aside. Now, if you do these ahead, what I would do is get the broth chilled down and store them right in the broth. You have your own fresh mussels or clams stored in the broth. Another way, if you're just assembling this thing, I would steam shellfish first, take them out of that liquid, add a little water if you need, or seafood broth, and then start poaching your other fish. You can poach them till they're, let's say, three-quarters of the way done, and set them aside. What happens is, of course, you want that fish and all the varieties to contribute to the flavor of the broth. Then you can finish, make your sauce, and then simply reheat the seafood. I would do squid at the end. I would do any cooked fish, of course, lobster meat or crab meat, of course. You don't need to cook that anymore. But big saving the time with the shellfish. Get that cooked and then stored in some broth. Then you just have the meats. You can fold them in at the end. We've got a break for news, and we'll be back at the table. Talk about some seafood mixtures here. Chef Phil's Table. Thank you.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Lindsey Graham is suspending his race for the White House.
I will continue to work every day to ensure that our party and our nation takes on this fight. I'm suspending my campaign, but never my commitment to achieving security through strength for the American people.
The South Carolina senator made the announcement in a video on his website. In the video, he thanked his supporters and said he ran a, quote, problem solvers campaign. He noted that the centerpiece of his campaign was to win a war and turn back a rising tide of isolationism in the Republican Party. Terrorism is being ruled out, but police aren't saying what may have motivated a woman to drive her car into a crowd on the Las Vegas Strip. One person was killed and several others seriously hurt when the woman slammed into dozens of people on a crowded sidewalk. Steve Harvey is apologizing after crowning the wrong finalist while hosting the Miss Universe pageant on live television from Las Vegas. Harvey says he didn't mean to accidentally name the wrong person the winner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Daly's Total One Contact Lenses. Professional football player Victor Cruz relies on his vision to perform at the highest level. Advancements in vision care, including contact lenses, are available to everyone.
On game day, vision is everything. Before the ball's even snapped, you're looking at your defender. You're looking at what coverages are out there. You're looking at your quarterback in case he sends a signal your way to change a route or to change the play. Alcon Daily's Total One contact lenses have just been great. I mean, I've tried a ton of other contact lenses, obviously, in the past. But with these, I don't even feel them in my eyes. For me, playing football, with these new contact lenses, is going to allow me to be at the height of my performance.
You don't have to be Victor Cruz to take advantage of breakthrough contact lens technology. Learn more about Daly's Total One contact lenses at www.daly's.com. Ask your eye doctor for complete wear, care, and safety information.
All right, we're back at the table here. So once you have your broth made, and again, that could be done ahead of time if you like. And again, this is for making a mixture as a bouillabaisse, chipino. Bouillabaisse, of course, the fish would call for some onion, a little bit of orange peel, dried orange peel is traditional, and you would add a liqueur called Pernod or some kind of fennel or licorice flavored liqueur. Anisette might be a little bit too sweet. You want something dry. Pernod would be probably the best. Find a little bit. And for bouillabaisse, of course, traditionally there's some fish that are supposed to be used, I know, but I think the whole idea, especially with, I guess with anything, you take food from another culture, and the best thing is you take the technique from that culture and then adapt the technique to what you find on hand. And many great dishes have come out of this. People that came to the New World, for example, you know, they couldn't find certain things, so they adapted, and whether from Europe or from Asia, that's probably one of the beauties of say Hawaii, that's had cultures pass through it, or Sicily in the Mediterranean. So many different cultures have passed through. The cuisine a little bit stays behind. There are New Orleans or Louisiana, Cajun Creole, all those influences down there. Just make for interesting dishes. Some of the techniques, and then recognize an ingredient that's similar to what you remembered, and adapt. Really gives you a lot more freedom when you go shopping, too. If you get techniques, the proportions, things like that, it's much easier to go shopping and adapt the ingredients to what you want to do. So with your seafood ready, as I said, if you're using lobster, of course you're going to want to cook the lobster ahead. What we do for dishes like this is we'll steam the lobster until it's really tough to get the meat out of the claws and knuckle. The tail meat, yes, you could, with a raw tail. Tails are easy. You can slice them across the shell and the meat comes out easily, but it's you don't want people to struggle, especially if it's a stew or a soup. So you're going to want to steam lobster if you're using it, and then take the meat out of the shell. And you can slice the tail, leave the claws whole if you like. Crab is always a nice option, because the crab meat, if you're buying whole crabs, of course, you'd steam them and save the broth, but really, getting nice jumbo lump or lump crab meat, good flavor. If you like Dungeness, there's Jonah crab. Of course, this time if they're a little expensive, but the meat, the stone crab claws, of course, those really should just be served on their own. They're, even if you have just one, it's fun. It's nice tender crab, and they say normally very expensive, but if you can find fresh steamed stone crab claws, I would just go with them. So, I said bouillabaisse, you're using a little bit of fennel and orange peel. If you're doing the Catalonian or Spanish style, you might do a saffron broth, a little pinch of saffron in some of the stock. Dissolve that. A little bit goes a long way. But then I would gear it more with roasted peppers, a little tomato, maybe some chopped almonds. But definitely, I think clams and mussels. Mussels add a lot. They're inexpensive, and the broth that comes from mussels is unique. And a lot of recipes say, well, substitute clam juice or even chicken broth. Well, really, you know, how far do you want to stretch it? I think even if you don't like mussels in particular, just like you would make maybe turkey stock out of a turkey drumstick, maybe not eat the drumstick, but just use the drumstick for flavor. Mussels, so they're tender. They stay tender. You know, where some fish may overcook, mussels are very good. And Prince Edward Island mussels now, they're clean. There's very little debearding to do. Cultivated mussels, they're still good, still grown in nice, clean waters. Good flavor. Good addition. And I say not that expensive, and really adds a unique flavor to the broth. Scallops, on the other hand, of course, very expensive. They don't need to be cooked very much, but if you can find some good dry scallops, they're always nice to go in there. The true bay scallops are very, very expensive. You can get some imports that are less, but they're very small. Not really too keen on those because they can overcook too easily. Shrimp is always nice. We just got some, and we're running this week. We got some from the Carolinas, some nice fresh shrimp. Used to get rock shrimp from Carolinas or south of there, down as far as Florida. But these white shrimp came in beautiful and not as iodine-y as, you know, they're, of course, not harvested from deep, deep waters. So the iodine flavor is kind of not there. Very fresh tasting. And, of course, squid. Good, at least in the Northeast here, a good local offshore product. We get our squid, we get the out of Rhode Island. New Jersey lands a lot also in New York, but the Rhode Island stuff is very good. Just the rings, if you like. I, of course, would prefer to have some of the tentacles in there, too, just like the dark meat on a bird, right? You want a little bit more flavor. But whatever, you know, your guests, if people just like the rings, calamari rings are kind of everywhere now. So all these, and for your fillet fish, of course, you know, cod is always good, nice and meaty. Halibut, although it could get pricey this time of year, you may not even find it. But a grouper or red snapper, if you like, but grouper or bass is always good. Monkfish is great. Call it poor man's lobster. I don't know. It doesn't taste like lobster, but I think it's more the texture. Monkfish is nice because it will stay together well. You can cut it into medallions, uniform size. Just make sure you trim off all the dark outside. It's one of those fish that nobody would eat. It was so ugly. We only used the tail of it, but very good. You could either poached or roasted. Would be one of the good fish to use in your mixture there. So once you have your seafood picked out, then again, it's really a matter of just adding it in the order you need it. And a soup or a bouillabaisse, anything like this, could be done really minutes before you need to serve it. Traditionally, I guess a bouillabaisse, just like a bolito mixto, you would serve the broth as a soup course and then the seafood afterwards. But most people like to have it all together. And even if you're more familiar with, say, a chowder. Say you like a nice New England chowder. You know, not too thick, though. Sometimes we tend to over-thicken it. I've done a deconstructed one where you nice, especially if you have a nice chunk of cod or a hake or even any thick white fish. Some people like the Chilean sea bass. To me, you know, it's always frozen. We can do much better, especially around here, where we're not that far from the markets. I would make a chowder base, and if you want to keep it strictly seafood, of course, usually chowder would have salt pork or bacon. I would always substitute a little chopped smoked salmon, and you can usually, again, here, you, if you don't need slices, you can probably get some little pieces like you would use to make a smoked salmon dip or something like that. Not expensive at all. And use that for your smoky flavor. And that way you keep it seafood-like. So you want some good boiling potatoes. Your onion, your celery. But I would make the base with the seafood broth. And you could do it as simple as just having clams, or you could do clams and mussels and, you know, the other mixture there. But make the cod, the fillet fish, the star. And so you'll pan roast the fish. I dust it with a little bit of Wonder flour, seasoned flour. Pan roasted means you're going to start in clarified butter or oil. Start it getting nice and crispy and brown on one side, then flip it and finish it in a 400-degree oven. And then I would ladle into wide soup bowls the chowder mix. So you've got your potatoes, your smoked salmon, your broth, heavy cream, onion, celery, any other fish that you're, shellfish that you're putting in there, even if you want it just to be clams. And you can leave them in the shell or take them out. But then it's more of a main dish with the chowder becoming a sauce. And the creamy one, the white chowder, New England, works very well for this. We've got to take a break. It's the quarter hour, a couple of messages here, and we'll be back at the table. Maybe talk about some chilled versions of seafood. Chef Bill's Table.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Okay, kind of find the right button here. Okay, so seafood hot, all in one dish. The other, again, traditionally, you could make seven different dishes, and that would, you know, just right out of the favorite Italian cookbook, really. I mean, I would have stuffed clams. You'd do probably mussels in a sauce. What we do with our seafood, seven fish seafood, is I'll top it with fried calamari, or you could fry even small shrimp, or oysters, whatever you like. But it gives it that crunch. Instead of serving, say, the bread with it, the fried squid rings are the easiest because they cook up fairly quickly. But if you like clam strips, anything like that, as I say, I have the base, either red or white, with the fish and shellfish in it, and then top it with that nice crunchy something fried. Kind of works. Nice presentation. Gives you a little bit of variety. But yes, if seven fishes night, normally, you know, some would be chilled, some would be hot, so you wouldn't have everything. You have to worry about making seven hot dishes. Certainly chilled seafood is nice, whether one or two or as a mixture. And again, poaching the fish carefully is important. And what I like to do is poach the seafood all in the same liquid. So what we'll do is you'll have your, whether it's shrimp, scallops, again, you know, start maybe with your lobster or maybe your clams. Get the base of your broth going there. Or even if it's just liquid, save that liquid. All those fish will contribute. But I'll use a little basket strainer to set in there. Or if you want to strain it each time into a pot, you can. But you want to poach the seafood. If you're even for a cold dish, calamari, only for maybe 30 seconds or so. The squid is one of those things that you either cook it for less than a minute or you cook it for 20 minutes to get it back to tender again. And that was, again, the old way. You'd braise it slowly in olive oil and garlic, maybe a little mint, a little celery, and let it cook. It'll get a little chewy, and then, of course, it gets tender again, gets very soft. I like that little bit of snap of a freshly poached or grilled or fried squid. Got a little bit of texture to it. Saves all the flavor. If you're braising it long and slow, a lot of the flavor will, of course, escape into the broth, which is okay, but you have to make sure you use that broth. I remember having the squingili, the conch, sliced. Don't see that too much around anymore. But this time of year, the sardines are out there. I know when I was up north, we would get the ice fish, the smelt. And those are neat because they're small. Any small fish like that, you take the head off, of course, and clean them. But you can eat the real small ones. You can eat the bones. They're very, very soft. But fried smelt was our treat up there. We always said if you don't like fish, you'll love smelt because they do not taste like fish at all. If you see some out there, it would be kind of a cool addition to your seafood array. Of course, many restaurants now, especially steakhouses, will do the seafood tower, a variety of offerings. And with raw bars now becoming more prominent, we're selling, of course, at Jake's, a lot of oysters now. We have the Buckashuck Sunday, which has been very successful, very good for our customers, good deal, because a lot of places it's $2.50 to $3 per oyster. So Sundays we like to, get people in, give them a little treat. It's a nice start to a meal. Have the craft beers on, so, you know, oysters and beer are a good combination, or wine, always something going on. But it's great if, you know, especially people just stopping by, grab a dozen oysters and a beer, and then, you know, sometimes stay more for lunch. Works out pretty well. But raw bars now, you've got, you know, raw clams. I like top necks versus little necks. The article last week in the Times extolling the virtues of the clams, the hard clam, especially little necks. And the medium size ones, how forgiving they are. Like I said before, you can steam them open, store them in their liquid, and they'll be still very delicious. And a recipe for stuffed clams, you can chop them, you can leave them whole. Stuffies are great, that New England thing. It's more like a spicy clam stuffing. It's more breading than clams, but pretty nice for a side dish. It's like a clam flavored stuffing. What else? So we've got oysters, clams, shrimp. There's usually crab, lobster, if you like, and a lot of them do actually the chilled poached mussels. If you have mussels somewhere else, the mussels cold are very good. As I say, they're nice and tender. The broth from the mussels, again, reduced and put into your dressing would help reinforce the flavor. But you could certainly do a nice variety of even chilled shellfish. And, you know, probably the ideal for a Christmas Eve dinner, have a selection of the chilled fish, whether raw or cooked, and then maybe one or two hot dishes. A seafood cannelloni, for example. A little pasta, fresh pasta rolls. You could have the seafood and kind of a little bechamel sauce or a white wine cream sauce would be very good. We used to do it actually with cooked lasagna noodles. You could do something similar. We would take a seafood mixture, and again, you know, you want to mix it with a you could use it if you wanted sherry. You could call it like a little Newberg sauce or a white wine sauce, thickened up slightly. You could have cooked lasagna noodles, and you spread the seafood mixture on the cooked noodle and then roll it up. And then you could stand it on its side so it looks like the pinwheel from looking down on it. And you can simply bake it. Now, the thing is, your seafood mixture inside is already cooked, and your noodles are cooked, so you're just basically warming it up in more of the sauce. And you've got an individual serving of a seafood lasagna. And you can vary, again, you could put two or three types in there. You could just make it with, crab meat or shrimp if you want. But that would be another option, say, for a hot dish. So, yeah, let's put out a little chilled fish, seafood salads, where you poach the fish, again, through the same liquid, and then take that liquid and reduce it and add it to your sauce. So, well, the end of the hour's here. We'll be back next week looking at New Year's Eve. But meantime, Chef Bill signing off, saying enjoy your week, enjoy your celebration, whatever it is. Merry Christmas. And we'll look forward to our New Year celebration. We'll kind of end the rush here at the end of the year, all the food holidays. Talk to you next week.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. Lindsey Graham is suspending his race for the White House.
I will continue to work every day to ensure that our party and our nation takes on this fight. I'm suspending my campaign, but never my commitment to achieving security through strength. for the American people.
The South Carolina senator made the announcement in a video on his website. In the video, he thanked his supporters and said he ran a, quote, problem solvers campaign. He noted that the centerpiece of his campaign was to win a war and turn back a rising tide of isolationism in the Republican Party. Terrorism is being ruled out, but police aren't saying what may have motivated